person that dipped me in some water. He said, well, look, John verily baptized with water unto repentance. But he said, as coming one whom shoe that I'm not worthy to tie, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So if John preached it, then where were you at? Oh, God, let me get this. Somebody said, listen here, I got the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said, but I don't have them tongues. Y'all don't have to say amen. We don't believe it your way because, amen, I'm a Baptist like John was a Baptist. Then Baptists get the Holy Ghost. John was a Holy Ghost filled Baptist. I don't know what Aquila and Priscilla was. I don't know what Apollos was, but I do know this. He was preaching, but one day when he met up with Paul, amen, met up with Aquila and Priscilla, the Bible said they expound the way unto him a more perfect way, and he was filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody catch a neighbor against a neighbor. Have you received this power? Have you received it? See, you know, we get into, amen, unscriptural, amen, teaching, and get, amen, on the doctrine, and we miss what God has for us. I got to get this, because I want you to, amen, read this. The Bible talks in the, amen, 10 and 44 of the book of Acts, and I got to read this right quickly, 10 and 44, because I want you to establish this. Read what it says, 10 and 44 Acts.
While Peter yet spake these words,
remember the lesson. 10th chapter talked about a man by the name of Cornelius that was a devout man that prayed. How many people we got pray? Man, we got people pray every day. We got people read the Bible every day. We got people go to church every Sunday. Bible, amen, YPW, they do all that. They join all the mother's band. They do all that. And you got still some people never been filled with the Holy Ghost. Help me preach. So the Bible say, Cornelius praying unto God, and God gave him a vision and told him, amen, while he was asleep to slay and eat, amen, these things, and Peter, amen, call these things unclean. But then he told, amen, Cornelius told Peter to go down because there's a man by the name of Simon Peter that's going to tell you what to do. He prayed, he was a devout man. And I want to tell you something. If you seek God for the will of God in your life, if you seek God for power, some of us got to understand that it's more to this than just going to church. It's more than this just shouting. It's more than this, amen, this singing in the choir. Y'all don't have to say amen. It's more to it and this working on the usher board. Come here and say, I know it got to be more than it. I don't know what's going on, but I know it's more. And God said, you go down there and search for one by the name of Simon Peter. For he's going to tell you what you need to do. And God, amen, anointed Peter to go down and tell him and understand that God was no respected person. What you mean that God is no respected person? If he filled the so-called Pentecostal church, if he filled the Jews, he'll fill the Gentiles. If he filled the Pentecostal church, he'll fill, amen, the charismatic church. If he fill the charismatic church, he'll fill the word church. If he fill the word church, he'll fill the Methodist church. If he fill the Methodist church, he'll fill the Church of Christ church. If he fill, God help me preach, amen, the Christ church, he'll fill Jehovah's Witness church.